Plays, in the Western tradition, are basically classified into tragedy or comedy. Tragedy is a kind of drama that deals with suffering, grief, and death, the dark or wintry aspects of life, a view of nature or the universe, in opposition to human welfare and happiness, and destructive of them. Consequently, tragedy stirs powerful emotions, yet these are balanced and brought under control by a movement towards some hard-won comfort or wisdom. This may be an effect of showing certain qualities as admirable, good, and beautiful. Through the art of the play, such values as endurance, self-sacrifice, absolute faithfulness to persons or principles are celebrated. Traditionally, tragedy concentrates on characters of high rank, representing an idealized view of human nature, commanding awe and respect from ordinary mortals whose lives seem less significant. Whether it is written in verse or prose, the dominant tone of tragedy is serious, even solemn. Comic drama, on the other hand, is amusing and entertaining. It may focus attention on serious matters, deal with them thoughtfully, and provoke its audiences and readers to quite profound questioning. But it does so with high spirits or lightness of touch, wit or humour. There are so many varieties of comedy that almost every play, not recognisable as a tragedy, can be classified as some kind of comedy or a combination of different kinds. Comedy represents vitality as the supreme value. Better a live dog than a dead lion sums up its attitude. This may show in concentration on the joys of youth and survival through passing troubles and difficulties, producing plays with a happy ending. In the context of social or mental levels, comedy is the voice of the less privileged. It asserts the importance of the body, the claims of sex and physical functions generally, challenging high-mindedness and dignity. It asserts worldly considerations, common sense, practicality, and realism against radical spirituality or idealism. It shows the triumph of the young over the old, the outwitting of masters by servants, and it makes fun of gravity and respectability. Though it may promote moderation and flexibility against extremism of all kinds, comedy also encourages the spirit of nonsense and anarchy, scattering reason, law and order. The tone of comedy varies rather more than that of tragedy. It can be merry, heartless, joyous, bittersweet, or savage. Horace Walpole stated that life is a comedy to those who think, a tragedy to those who feel. This reminds us that it is not the matter of a play and the experiences it deals with that make it a comedy or tragedy, but the perspective it sets up. Close and involved, or distant and detached, or the sensibility of the author. Most of us shift between the attitudes of tragedy and comedy in dealing with the experiences that come our way during our lives. And it can be argued that, as life is mixed, it is only the artificiality of ending a story at a particular point that allows either the tragic or the comic view to prevail over the other.